Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today Mezekhas Tainas Daf Ches, the first Perek Meit Masai. Just a reminder, we're almost there, the Grand Chizuk event. It's Sunday in Passaic, New Jersey. If you're on the fence, should you come, should you not come, just, I'm telling you, push yourself to the side that you should come. It's going to be a remarkable, inspiring, amazing evening that's going to give you a tremendous boost in your learning and set your sights even higher in terms of what you think you can achieve in Limud Torah and remembering the Daf day after day. We're looking forward to having you join us. You can just sign up via the link that's in your WhatsApp or your email, or if you're listening via AllDaf, just send an email to info@zichru.com. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Reish Lakish said, Im ra'isi talmud shelimud kasha lav kabarzel. If you see a talmud whose learning is as hard as iron, b'shvil mishnaso she'ena sedura lav, it's because his understanding mishnais is not well organized. Rashi explains that he has a hard time understanding the Gemara because he's disorganized and doesn't remember the Mishnah as well, which should be mastered first before learning the Gemara. Alternatively, he may have also memorized incorrect versions of the Mishnah. So how does he fix this? Yarbe b'yeshiva. He should increase the amount of time in yeshiva where the Talmidim review Mishnahs. Reish Lakish would review Mishnahs 40 times k'neged arbin yom shenit in the Torah, corresponding to the 40 days the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only then would he go before Rabbi Yochanan to learn Gemara. Rav Ada Bar Abba would review his Mishnahs 24 times, corresponding to the 24 books of Tanakh, and only then would he go to Rabba to learn Gemara. Point in which Reish Lakish said, what does the following pasuk mean? Im yishalcha nachash bo lachash, v'nisun l'baha lashon. If a snake bites before it's charmed, then the master of speech has no gain. In the future, all the animals will gather and come to the nachash and say to it, Ari doris v'ochel ze'ev torah v'ochel. A lion mauls its prey and eats it. A wolf tears apart its prey and eats it. Ata mahana yeshalcha. But you, what gain do you get? Rashi explains that the snake bites people and kills them, but gets no benefit from it. The snake answered, Vein yisun l'baha lashon. The master of speech has no gain. Rashi explains that the nachash responds that people who speak lashon hora as well get no benefit. In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring those who speak lashon hora to the nachash in order to embarrass it for the sin of enticing Adam Rishon. The speakers of lashon hora will be embarrassed together with the nachash. And pointing with you, Rabbi Yitzhak taught, Ein bracha matzui el bedar hasamui mina ayin. Bracha is not found except in an object that is hidden samui from the eye, which Rashi explains as something that has not been counted. As the pasuk states, Yitzav Hashem itcha as a bracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will command the bracha in your storage towers. The word asamecha is like the word samui, which means hidden. It was taught in a braisa, Niknas Ramud is garna. When one enters to measure his stored grain, he should recite the following tefillah. Yiratzum afenecha Hashem al-kinu shetishlach bracha b'masa yadenu. May it be your will, Hashem, our God, that you send bracha in the work of our hands. When one begins to measure the grain, he should say, Baruch Hashalech, bracha b'chri hazeh. Blessed is the one who bestows bracha on this pile of grain. If he measured first and then recited a bracha, it's a tefillah shav, a prayer in vain, because the bracha can no longer happen. Lefi she'ena bracha matzku lo b'davar hashaku, lo b'davar madod, lo b'davar manui, el b'davar hasamui min ayin. For bracha does not occur in something that has been weighed, measured, or counted. It's found only in something that is hidden from the eye. So once again, the few points are, number one, Reish Lakish said, Im ra'isa talmud shelimud kashalav kabarzel, if you see a talmud whose learning is as hard as iron, b'shvil mishnaso she'ena sedur alav, it's because his understanding of mishnais is not well organized. Rashi explains that he's a hard time understanding the Gemara because he's disorganized and doesn't remember the mishnais well, which should be mastered first before learning the Gemara. Alternatively, he may have also memorized incorrect versions of the Mishnah. How does he fix this? Yarbe b'yeshiva. He should increase the amount of time in yeshiva where the Talmidim review mishnais. Reish Lakish would review mishnais 40 times k'neged arbim yom shenit in the Torah, corresponding to the 40 days the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only then would he go before Rabbi Yochanan to learn Gemara. Rav Ada Bar Abba would review his mishnais 24 times, corresponding to the 24 books of Tanakh, and only then would he go to Rabba to learn Gemara. Point number two, Reish Lakish said, what does the following pasuk mean? Yimishalcha nachash b'lo lachash, v'nisun l'baha lashon. If a snake bites before it's charmed, then the master of speech has no gain. In the future, all the animals will gather and come to the nachash and say to it, Ari doris v'ochel, ze'ev toref v'ochel. A lion mauls its prey and eats it. A wolf tears apart its prey and eats it. Ata mahana yeshulcha. But you, what gain do you get? Rashi explains that the snake bites people and kills them, but gets no benefit from it. The snake answered, Ve'en yisun l'baha lashon. The master of speech has no gain. Rashi explains that the nachash responds that people who speak lashon hora as well get no benefit in the future. Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring those who spoke lashon hora to the nachash in order to embarrass it for the sin of enticing Adam Rishon, and the speakers of lashon hora will be embarrassed together with the nachash. And pointing with you, Rabbi Yitzhak taught, Ein bracha matzui el bedavra samui mina ayin. Bracha is not found except in an object that is hidden samui from the eye, which Rashi explains is something that has not been counted, as the pasuk states, Yitzav Hashem itcha es ha bracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will command the bracha in your storage towers. The word asamecha is like the word samui, which means hidden. It was taught in a braisa, hanichnas ramot is garno. When one enters to measure his stored grain, he should recite the following tefillah. Yehira tzum ufanecha, Hashem al-kein, shetishach bracha b'masa yedenu. May it be your will, Hashem our God, that you send bracha in the work of our hands. When one begins to measure his grain, he should say, Baruch ha-shaleich bracha b'kri hazeh. Blessed is the one who bestows bracha on this pile of grain. If he measured first and then recited a bracha, it's a tefillah shav, a prayer in vain, because the bracha can no longer happen. Lefi she'en a bracha matzui lo b'davar shaku, lo b'davar madud, lo b'davar manui, el b'davar hasamui min ha'ayin. For a bracha does not occur in something that has been weighed, measured, or counted. It's found only in something that is hidden from the eye. All right, so now it's time to go to the simon for Dav Ches, and our standard simon is challah. So here goes. The bachur eating a raisin challah, as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron, was almost bitten by a snake who would have gotten no pleasure when it suddenly fell through a hole in the floor to a storage area below where the grain had not been counted. Once again, in slow motion. The bachur eating a raisin challah, that must mean we're in Dav Ches. The bachur eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Im ra'isi talmud shelamudu kasha levka barzel. If you see a talmud is learning is as hard as iron, bishvil mishnah shel she'inus to do our love, it's because his understanding of mishnah is not well organized. As Rashi explains, he has a hard time understanding the Gemara because he's disorganized and doesn't remember the mishnah well, which should be mastered first before learning the Gemara. Reish Lakish would review his mishnah 40 times, keneg the arbim yom shenitna b'torah, corresponding to the 40 days the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and only then would he go before B'yochanan to learn Gemara. Rav Avi bar Abba would review his mishnah 24 times. So the bachur eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron was almost bitten by a snake who would have gotten no pleasure, which reminds us, Lassid Lavo, in the future all the animals will gather and come to the Nachash and say to it that a lion mauls its prey and eats it, a wolf tears its part and eats it, but you, what gain do you get? Rashi explains that the Nachash bites people and kills them but gets no benefit from it. So the Nachash answered, Be'ein Yisru Baal Lashon, the master of speech has no gain. Rashi explains that the Nachash responds that the people who speak Lashon Hora as well get no benefit. So the bachur eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron was almost bitten by a snake who would have gotten no pleasure when it suddenly fell through a hole in the floor to a storage area below where the grain had not been counted. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak taught, Ein a bracha matzui el b'davar samui min ha'ayin. Bracha is not found except in an object that is hidden samui from the eye, which Rashi explains is something that has not been counted. As the pasuk states, Yitzav Hashem itcha es habracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will command the bracha in your storage towers. The word asamecha is like the word samui, which means hidden. A person can say a bracha before he counts his grain, but after he counts his grain, his bracha is considered a tefillah shav, a prayer in vain. So once again, the bachur eating a raisin challah as he struggled to learn from a Gemara made of iron was almost bitten by a snake who would have gotten no pleasure when it suddenly fell through a hole in the floor to a storage area below where the grain had not been counted. All right, now it's time for a four-block back chazara. Daf Dalet. So the simmer Daf Dalet is a delet, a door. So here goes. The young rabbinical student who got angry when he got locked outside the shul door. That must be wrong. Daf Dalet, delet, door. The young rabbinical student who got angry when he got locked outside the shul door, which reminds us of more bring statements about young rabbinical students. Rava said, a young rabbinical student is like a seed beneath the earth. Once he sprouts, meaning once his name becomes known, he grows in prominence. He also said, Haitzum Rabban Darasach Araisut Kamaraskale. When a young rabbinical student gets heated up, meaning he gets angry, it's the Torah that's causing him to get angry. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the person who would let him in, which reminds us, three people asked Shlomo Kohen improperly and two were answered properly and one was answered improperly. Eliezer and Shlomo asked improperly and were answered properly, whereas Yiftach answered improperly and was answered Shlomo Kohen improperly when his daughter was sent his way. So the young rabbinical student got angry when he got locked outside the shul door and improperly promised to serve the first person who would let him in, could hear the diaspora minyan begin to mention rain on the first day of Shemini Atzeres, and knew from then on they wouldn't stop, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what those in Gauls do who keep 2 days of Shemini Atzeres when it comes to begin mentioning rain, and concludes that once one begins mentioning rain in the Musaf the first day, he doesn't stop. Daf hay, so the simmer daf hay is hay, a haystack. So here goes. The field of hay, that must be on daf hay. The field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan, which reminds us that the Gemara asks how the Pasuk can say that your rains fell in Nisan when they usually begin in Mar Cheshvan. It answers that the Pasuk is referring to the miracle that occurred in the times of Yoha Navi when your rains fell in Nisan after many years of famine and stalks that usually take 6 months to grow only took 11 days. So the field of hay where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to your rains in Nisan was overshadowed by a heavenly city, which reminds the Gemara brings a source that there's a Yerushalayim Shalmala, But the pasuk states, Yerushalayim habunuya kir shechubar layachdav. The Yerushalayim that is built will be like the city which is joined together with it. So the field of hay, where wheat stalks grew miraculously in 11 days due to Yor rains in Nisan, was overshadowed by a heavenly city, where a young Nebi went prematurely gray, was on his way up. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks how the pasuk could say that old age came suddenly on Shmuel when he only died at the age of 52, and answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him prematurely age by making his hair turn gray so that Shmuel would pass away before Shaul's death, so no one would suspect Shmuel of wrongdoing. The Gemara goes through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon for doing so. Daf Vav, so the Simmer Daf Vav is a sword. So here goes. The man who finished plastering his roof with a sword, that must be learned Daf Vav. The man who finished plastering his roof with a sword when the first rain fell, which reminds us that we learned different pshatim of why the rains are called Yorah u'Malkosh. One pshat for Yorah is Yorah Shemoras Abrios L'Hatiach Kagosen. The first rain is called Yorah because it instructs its Moreh people to plaster their roofs, to bring in the produce from the fields, and to take care of all their needs before winter comes. So the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that the first rain is to indicate when to begin requesting rain, and knowing the time the third rain is needed to indicate when to fast, but it asks what the purpose of the second rainfall is, and Rabbi Zera said, l'nedarim, for vows, for Osad Mishnah, anodar ad gashamim, mishiyerdu gashamim. If someone makes a netter that he will not get a nod from a certain item until the rains, or from when the rains fall, he's not permitted to derive benefit from it until the second rainfall. So the man who finished plastering his roof with his sword when the first rain fell, breaking his netter not to get benefit from it until the second rains came, made a bracha on the rain as he stood in a puddle with droplets coming down and splashing up. Which reminds the Gemara asks, when does one start to say the bracha over rain? When the chasen has gone out to meet the call, Rashi explains that this means that it rains so much that when a drop of rain falls into a puddle, some drops jump upwards. Rav Papa said that since there's a machlokes whether the end of the bracha for rain concludes rov hodos or kel hodos, both endings should be said kel hodos v'rov hodos, God of thanksgivings and many thanksgivings. Dav Zayin, so the simmer Dav Zayin is a gun. So here goes. The boy who wanted to learn how to use a super soaker water gun, that must be more on Duff Zion, clay Zion, weapon, gun. The boy who wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained, which reminds us we have a number of teachings regarding Gadol Yom HaGashamim, about the greatness of a day of rain. There are those that say that a day of rain is greater than Techiyas HaMeisim. Others say it's equivalent to Techiyas HaMeisim. Another Amora holds that a day of rain is as great as the day the Torah was given, while there's an opinion that it's greater than the day the Torah was given. So the boy who wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, which reminds the Gemara as why is the Torah compared to a tree like we have in the pasuk Eitz Chaim Chilu Machazikim Ba? We learned just as a small piece of wood is used to light a larger piece, so it is with Talmud Chachamim. The younger ones sharpen the minds of the older ones because they pepper them with a lot of questions. This is reflecting what Rabbi Chanina said. I've learned a lot from my rabbis, and from my chaverim I've learned more than from my rabbis, but from my Talmudim I've learned the most. So the boy wanted to learn how to use his super soaker water gun to wake up the dead when it rained by peppering his water gun coach with lots of questions, didn't realize no rain would fall because of Lashon Hara and brazenness. Which reminds us, we have several teachings as to what sin causes rain to be withheld, including this list as Mesapi Lashon Hara, or because of Azuz Panim, brazen people, or Bitzel Torah. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.